Well, you might be looking for a summer job or an internship, talking to college-age young folks out there. Remember we told you yesterday about what is seemingly the best summer internship ever? Harley-Davidson basically lets you ride around the country on a bike and take pictures, post to social media, Snap, tweet, etc.
And then they let you keep the bike.
That's amazing. They let you keep the Harley at the end. Yeah. Well, there are other ones. I don't know if we mentioned this one. WOW Airlines was offering their best summer job ever. It pays you to live in Iceland and travel Europe with your best friend.
With my best friend?
Pretty cool.
Nice.
Now, Days In is getting in on this. Days In is offering one lucky person the chance to travel the country and get paid to take sunset photos from some of the most scenic spots in America.
Okay.
You get paid to travel around the country and take sunset photos.
These internships are wasted on the youth. I want an internship. I want to abandon all of my responsibilities as a wife and mother and employee.
Here's the thing.
The opportunity
is being called a sunternship by Days In. It pays one amateur photographer. You don't have to have any formal training.
Nice.
It pays one amateur photographer $10,000 to travel the country and snap pics of sunset, which also
for
makes
how,
me think.
10 grand for what? For the summer?
Yeah.
Because it's pretty good.
It also makes me think you don't have to work at all during the day as long as you're around someplace at sunset. You have to travel, but
where
that's
did
fun
I go wrong
road trip.
In life?
The photos will be featured on the Days In website, social media accounts, and even framed and hung on the walls of their hotels.
Of course
so, like,
they will.
For the rest of your existence, anytime you stay at a Days In, if you do that, you'd be
Mommy took that picture.
Yeah. The winner will spend, I take this back. It's a month. They're paying you 10
grand
for a month.
10 grand for a month?
To travel
the
sunny cities.
I went into the wrong field.
All of your expenses are paid by Days In.
What?
Plus, they give you 10 grand.
Seriously.
For those interested. For real. I mean, I know we just say this kind of tongue-in-cheek. Oh, this is the best. For real. The deadline to apply is May 20th. If you want the link, message us on Facebook and we'll send it to you. But
I want to apply.
That's at WyndhamHotels.com. So, the summer sunternship. Google that and you should be able to find it.
That sounds amazing. Now I'm kind of sad.
Here's what a quick description.
Okay.
Bring your SPF because this month-long sunternship will have you snapping photos in America's sunniest cities. From sunrise yoga in San Diego to a sunset sail in Miami and lots of sunny moments in between. I want to go to there.
Me too. Let's just pretend. Let's play make-believe while the songs are going and we'll pretend we're there.
And here's the thing as well. If
yes.
you are a parent and you have a college student, your college student is like, I don't listen to Christian radio. Tell them, hey,
this
if
is
you
why
had listened
you
to the morning
have.
Show that I always listen to, you would have known about the best internship ever, but you don't, so now I won't tell you and just kind of drag it out. And then make them buy you those new Oreos.
Right. Oh, the new Oreos.
Yeah. I don't know, because that's on my mind, too.
Okay. Sounds good.
Well, a very good morning to you. WWIB Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. We have a game for you from Larson's Innards. We have pulled Chris Tomlin, the Never Lose Sight album. Could be yours if you would like to play our game. It's called Derby Horse or Not. We need one caller, one contestant at 715-723-2555. So the Kentucky Derby is running this Saturday. So we have five horse names, and all you have to do is say whether it is a real horse name or a fake one.
Made it up.
Derby horse or not. So there's five. If you get three out of the five correct, you will win this Chris Tomlin album. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Who wants to compete in Derby horse or not?
We have a caller. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, guys. Can you hear me okay?
We can indeed.
What's your
Who
name? Where are you calling from?
This is John from Owen.
John from Owen. All right. John, are you a horse racing aficionado of any sort?
Not at all.
Neither am I.
Perfect.
It
You're
probably
the perfect
means you'll be
contestant.
Good at this.
All right,
Derby horse or not. So, John from Owen, we will give you five horse names. If you can get three out of the five correct, telling us if they are factual or fictitious, then you will win this Chris Tomlin CD. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, okay. First one. We think we found a good one. Real Derby horse or not? We think we found a good one.
Oh, that's the name. We thought we found a good one.
Yeah,
yeah. We think we found a good one.
Do you think it's a real
name
or a made-up name?
That's a real name.
That's a real name? It's not. Made that one up. All right. You're okay. You're
okay. You got more.
Buddy Boy. Real Derby horse or not? Buddy Boy. Real Derby horse or not?
Oh, I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no. You're right, John. We also made that one up. Okay. So you're one for two so far. You're doing well. Just need to get two more correct. Magnum Moon. Magnum Moon, real Derby horse or fake Derby horse, John?
We'll go with real.
Go with real? You're on a roll.
You're doing great, John.
All
okay.
right, two more. Just have to split these and you will win. Goodbye, Magic. Goodbye, Magic, real Derby horse or not, John from Owen?
Oh, let's say fake.
You're going to say fake? That's actually
that's
a real
one.
All right, you're okay. You're okay. One more here. John Roman, Derby horse or not, Luke Skyrunner. Luke Skyrunner, real or fake Derby horse?
Let's say real.
You say real. Are you sure?
No, let's say fake.
Let's say fake?
Well done, John.
You Luke really, Skyrunner will not be running in the Derby.
I so badly wanted that one to be real.
Right? I really think someone...
Caleb's so nice. He makes you read between the lines.
I think someone probably should have a Luke Skyrunner. So if you have, I don't know.
If you have the money to buy a Derby horse.
Lots of money to buy a Derby horse. Maybe name it that.
Maybe name it that. In our honor.
Yes.
You could also name it Caleb or Hillary. But that's beside the point. John, thank you so much for playing
along. It was a lot of fun.
Stick on the line so we can get a little more information from you, okay?
Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome.
Well, I'm not someone who could be described as any sort of fashionista or whatever the male term for that would be. Honestly, I tend to wear my clothes until my wife makes me throw them out.
That's okay.
But I saw this article and it sort of caught my eye. Designer AYR, that stands for All Year Round. I have not heard of them, but I guess if you're on Instagram, maybe you have. They're a women's fashion startup. They're known for a strong level of interaction with their customers, i.e. they ask them, what do you want?
Like that.
Jack Cameron, AYR's co-founder and creative director, regularly uses social media platforms to see what fans of the brand want them to produce. T-shirts kept coming up. So they went back to the team and they set about designing the perfect T-shirt, one that could be worn all year round.
Okay. Is this,
I don't understand. I thought, help me. I thought T-shirts are worn all year round. What am I missing?
More in the summer,
okay.
I guess. I'm not a fashion person either.
I don't know
Caleb,
either.
Have you seen how I dress?
Anyway, so the perfect T-shirt would be worn all year round to be paired with a number of styles and different occasions and should not shrink over time.
Yes.
Now, I'm not sure that my shirts shrink or maybe I grow, but... Anyway, they came up with apparently the perfect T-shirt. It's a plain white tee, just like the band. After years, apparently, of back and forth design work, they have designed what they call the perfect plain white T-shirt. It costs between $55 and $65.
It's not perfect, then.
This article says, not terrible. $55 to $65
for a white T-shirt.
I buy a pack of, like, sensible white tees.
Well, but I think here's the thing is you don't wear your T-shirts as a main, you know, you wear them under your dress shirts.
Unless your white T-shirts. True.
You know.
Unless I'm being like really lazy.
And that's okay. But yeah. Okay. Anyway.
So I think this is supposed to be worn as a standalone garment.
Yes.
So maybe it's not crazy at all.
Mm-hmm.
I just see it's like, I see a plain white T-shirt and I see $65 and I see someone's going cha-ching and I'm going, ouch.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm just missing that out. So if you've been looking
for what's so special about it though? Does it say? Like, it's just...
Honestly, I'm looking at a picture of it, and it sort of just looks like a T-shirt.
A plain white T-shirt. Yeah.
I
will say, but I can't stand it when I buy T-shirts, because I do buy good T-shirts, and then they shrink shorter. Like,
and
they shrink shorter.
The big thing here is that they say this will not shrink. So, again, with my shirts, I'm like, oh, it must have shrunk in the dryer. There's no way that I gained weight. It's
but still. It's different when it gets shorter because that's shrinking. I'm not growing taller.
To me, the perfect white T-shirt would not grow shorter.
Be $55?
Would not grow shorter, and it wouldn't like fade over time, too.
White doesn't fade.
Not nearly dazzlingly.
It's dingy, but.
Yeah.
$55, and it can be yours. Again, not going to buy it, but if one of our listeners does, let us know what you think because we would love to hear that.
Is it really worth that much? I wouldn't know. I wouldn't try to know.
Not going to spend $55 to know.
So just in case you've been under a rock and hadn't gathered, there's a royal wedding coming up. And as we try to emphasize from time to time, they do things a little bit differently over there across the pond. At least the royal family
does. At least the royal family. I was going to say, I don't know that all Britons do these things, but the royal family does.
I'm guessing most Britons, most people worldwide do not do this. The wedding gift, the Queen's wedding gift for Meghan and Prince Harry, they're going to get a very, very fancy, very elaborate wedding gift from the Queen. She's giving them a house.
Is it a house or a cottage?
It's reportedly York Cottage, which is located on the Queen's Sandringham property in Norfolk. I'm guessing that their cottage is nicer than most homes. York Cottage was apparently the former home of King George V and Queen Mary back in the day. And it's very close to Anmare Hall, which coincidentally is what Queen Elizabeth gave to the last royal couple.
Oh, William and Kate.
So
they can be neighbors.
They can all just hang out. Royal expert David McClure says it's their sanctuary. It keeps them sane.
I think butlers would keep me sane, housekeepers and cooks.
Meanwhile, the generous new-to-be royal couple Meghan and Prince Harry have asked the rest of us to donate to their favorite charities in lieu of sending gifts.
Is it the human
I
fund?
Guess I can return that toaster.
Yeah, the crock pot. They don't want the crock pot I got them? It's got a picture of their faces on it. Come on.
Slow cooker. never really thought of giving someone a house for a wedding gift.
Oh, must again, be interesting how the other half lives, huh?
The other half, more like the 0.00001%.
I know.
We'll never be royals.
No. We're peasants. We're peasants.
We are indeed.
I'm okay
At
with
least
that,
we're
though.
Free.
Right. Right. So good to be a peasant. I love it.
And we'll give our toasters in peace. Hey, this is Caleb from Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch us weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Central Time on 103.7 FM, 94.3, 93.5, 93.7, and anytime on WWIB.com or via the TuneIn app.